No, I had absolutely no conception that there was a market even involved. No, I just thought there was people there that would pay me to do things that I was good at.
Hi, I'm Adam Spencer, and welcome to Day One, the show that goes back to the very beginning to share the story of some of Australia's most incredible regional startups and entrepreneurs. Today you're going to hear the story of Heath Raftery from Nui Ventures. Nui Ventures is an engineering agency. They build solutions to their clients' problems. Basically, their customers come to them with an idea, and Heath and his team go to work figuring out how to build it. In the last 12 months alone, Nui Ventures' client base has tripled and its headcount has more than doubled. But as Heath states, although those numbers sound impressive, in reality, things have moved very carefully and very deliberately. That little snippet you heard at the start just there was Heath speaking about his adventures as a kid making money, putting his skills to use around computers. He thought, I'm good at this, other people might need help, and as Heath told me,
I did take it upon myself to put up an ad down at the local Bilo and say, if your printer's not working, I'll come help you. Not realising that had anything to do with an entrepreneurial idea or anything, I just wanted to play with computers and fix stuff.
So, how did Heath go from that little kid putting up an ad to fix printers to the co-founder of Nui Ventures, an engineering firm that, as Heath states, our mission is to turn ideas into products? We will get to that, but for now, let's go back to day one, where this story begins.
Yeah, so there was certainly no light bulb moment. There was no streak of light that where it came to me. It was a long process of weighing up options and thinking about where I wanted to take my career and those things that I thought that I could make a career out of.
I wanted to figure out what the motivation was behind Heath deciding to move away from working for someone else to going out on his own and starting Nui Ventures. Often we think entrepreneurship is this big aha moment where something just clicks into place.
It'd be nice if there was something poetic about it. It's a germ of an idea. It was an itch that needed scratching, and eventually it got scratched. I was working for a product development company that largely services mining and heavy industry as a product development or research and development engineer.
In Heath's case, over time, he was becoming unsatisfied with where he was.
Yeah, I mean, it was different stuff, but the way I describe it these days is that I was comfortably useless. I wasn't challenged. I was paid well, but wasn't achieving. We could never finish or excel or delight the customer within that environment. We moved things from one side of the desk to the other until we were told to move them back to the other side of the desk, and I didn't think that was a particularly exciting utilization of my skills. Yeah, I was looking for application of my abilities, basically. I was looking to achieve more. And this is a common longing of people who have access to the world's information and think, gee, I really should be setting the world on fire, right? And it's a common feeling, I think. But for me, it wasn't. Certainly, I learned a lot of things at uni, but I never let my schooling interfere with my education. I've always been a fan of lifelong learning, and that's what I've always wanted for my career, is to continue to learn.
Among other things, it was that core belief of lifelong learning that helped to push Heath towards deciding to look for a bigger challenge. Nui Ventures, although not with that name at the time, had begun to form in Heath's mind, but how was Heath going to get started?
Step one was to get a couple of other people on board, because I didn't want to do this alone, and I always need to bounce ideas off people, and I need to get out of my head too. And so I needed other people around, and I was fortunate that the first two people I approached were sold. They were really keen. They had similar ideas of their own, and they wanted to be part of something new and exciting, so that helped. And then number two was to do it on the side for a little bit. So a lot of people say, you know, you can't do anything worthwhile unless you're 100% focused on it. And that's probably true, but that's also terribly risky.
And so at this point, this is what was going through Heath's mind.
So, yeah, have a feel, have a go on the side, see what you can put together. And it was it wasn't until we had collected enough evidence that we could sustain ourselves in the future that I made the jump. We were probably pretty fortunate in that our requirements were very meagre. Our rent was really low, our overheads were really low. We hadn't accumulated a lot of outgoings. By the time we had our first customer, income was great, it could sustain us. Yeah. And then during the period of that first customer, the second one came knocking on the door. And so there was a fairly nice transition from the first to the second, which really helped bootstrap things.
One of my biggest questions that I like to ask everyone is, how did you get your first customer?
So the first customer didn't come about until after I had quit my job.
Okay.
And to be honest with you, our first paying customer, money in the bank, was my ex-employee, which I've subsequently heard is pretty common. It was basically there was a job that my ex-employer had on from an external customer who requested I be part of it because I'd been involved in the past.
Yep.
And it made sense to outsource it to this new entity.
New Eventures is up and running now. First customer acquired. A lot of New Venture clients were coming in via word of mouth. Things were going well for Heath and the team. And I asked Heath if there were any people that were really influential and helpful in getting New Ventures to where it is today.
There's probably quite a few, but one that comes to mind is Gunilla Burrows.
I'm Gunilla Burrows. I'm chair of 1804.
She has a underappreciated selflessness in building networks and ecosystems so that other people can prosper, and I think lots and lots of people benefit from that, but lots and lots of people don't identify that as the source of their benefits.
We'll hear more about this in a minute, but just to give you some context, Heath and Gunilla first really met at an event that 1804 put on quite regularly, and still do, called the Innovators Lunch.
I mean, he was a great founder in the fact that he had so much great experience already through his own career. And then he had this real passion for not only the technology, but for doing something good. And, you know, so he fitted perfectly into the to what 1804 was trying to do. And then, of course, his area that he was interested in was in the smart city space and the Internet of Things area. And he's been going from strength to strength, and I really can't keep up with everything that he and New Ventures is doing, but it's just wonderful to see them grow.
Heath and his team currently work out of 1804, a startup hub that focuses on smart city and clean tech. And I wanted to learn about how they settled on 1804.
It was all via the Innovators Lunch, which was a meetup that had just started around the time that the idea for New Ventures was forming. And so I would sneak out of work to go to the Innovators Lunch and discover this world of people who were trying to make things wonderful, putting the hard yards in to create the world that they saw for themselves. And that was very inspirational, and that was basically run by 1804.
So between being behind Innovators Lunch, being one of Heath's lecturers at uni, and sitting on the board of 1804, where Heath's office is located, Gunilla seems to have been very instrumental in getting New Ventures, or helping New Ventures get to where it is today.
Yep, that was our leg in the door. From when we were three people that no one had ever heard of, we stood on the coattails of the board of 1804 and Andrew Mears and Gunilla Burrows and used that enormous leverage to represent ourselves as more authoritative than we could do just off our own backs. We've had a wonderful past 8 months or so of defining what it is that makes us valuable, and we've come out of that feeling very positive about our mission, actually. And our mission is simply turning ideas into products, and that is exciting, and that is really valuable to our customer base.
Heath is getting really clear on why New Eventures exists, and this is a good 3 years into the business. And as wonderful as things are going for New Eventures and the team, Heath is still very focused on the business and building something that isn't reliant on any one person.
At our end of financial year celebration that we had with our staff recently, that my goals for the next 12 months are to build resilience into the company, to ensure that it's not reliant on one individual person, that your bus factor, as they call it, goes up from one or two to a few more, so that it is self-sustaining.
And the next step in doing that is putting the right people in the right places.
We're in the process of recruiting, so we're building out our engineering team, and the plan after that, once we've got sufficient capability in the engineering team, is that we appoint a managing director who oversees operations. And at that point, we'd be a team of, say, 8 full-timers. And that's my immediate goal, is to be a organisation of that size that can give great attention to our clients and follow through on what makes New Eventures great.
The theme of people comes up again and again throughout these interviews that I'm fortunate enough to be able to conduct.
It's something that the New Eventures journey has allowed me to do, is discover just how vibrant people are who are building businesses and involved in entrepreneurial stories and innovation journeys and whatnot.
As I mentioned near the beginning of this episode, one of the main things that I wanted to know was, why go into business at all? What is the motivation behind that decision?
So for me, it was to be responsible for the work that I was doing. I didn't want to be I've always liked being in charge of my own destiny, being independent, being resilient, and to have an organisation dictate my career wasn't good enough for me. So I wanted to be responsible. So if I'm working on boring jobs, that's my fault. If I'm not changing the world, moving the dial the way I'm supposed to be, that I feel I should be, then it's my fault. So I wanted that responsibility.
From those early days, helping people fix their printers and computers, to the continuing quest to always be learning and challenging himself, and then bringing in two friends to help to launch New Eventures, and having amazing people around him like Gunilla Burrows and Andrew Mears of 1804 to where we are today. Building a solid business that aims to give New Eventures clients the attention to detail that they deserve. Heath's journey is a remarkable one, and in my mind, serves to reiterate the importance of the people we surround ourselves with and the relationships that we have. Speaking about relationships, Heath credits his parents with a couple of lessons that were essential in his business journey.
My parents have taught me perseverance and stoicism and grit, and I think that's very important in what I do. They never expected anything, and so I guess that's filtered down to me.
I wanted to finish the New Eventures story with a great piece of advice that Heath has for other entrepreneurs. Heath has 3 pieces of advice, and I would probably say ignore the first one he gives you, and you'll find out why right after this short break, because there's something that I really want to tell you about. It's a brand new podcast app, and I love podcasts. I have to start off by saying this is not a paid advertisement. I'm going to speak about this app simply because I love what they're doing. I love podcasts, and I've been listening to podcasts, mostly business and entrepreneurship related podcasts, since at least 2011. But something has always bugged me about the podcast app that I use, and practically every other podcast app out there. Well, that's about to change.
Hello, this is Monica.
Hi, Monica. It's Adam. How are you going?
Oh, hey, I'm good. How are you?
Monica is one of the co-founders of a brand new app called Curio.
It's all about following your curiosity.
I love podcasts because I can listen and learn, but some podcasts go for over an hour. For example, the most recent episode of The Tim Ferriss Show goes for around 3 hours, and I love it, but there are really useful bits of information that I just like to bookmark so I can come back to later if I need to and not have to skim through 3 hours of audio to find it again. That's an extreme example, but I think you get my point. So how do we solve that problem? Introducing Curio.
So Curio is a podcast app that allows listeners to retain and share the best bits of their favorite podcasts with their network.
I downloaded the app on launch day, and I personally love it. I would really love for you to try it out if you're an avid podcast listener like I am.
If you're, you know, not satisfied with whatever podcast app you currently use, then, you know, what's the harm in giving us a go and seeing where it takes you? Super easy. We're on iOS at the moment, where I've got Android coming out soon. And you just go into the App Store and you look for Curio with two H's on the end. And the symbol is some headphones and there's yellow backgrounds. It's very easy to find. Very easy to go through and download it and be able to figure out how to use the bookmarking and snippeting function. We've really tried to highlight that as easy as possible.
For those of you on iOS, go to the App Store and search for Curio. That is Curioh, and download the best new podcast app around.
Well, number one would be probably don't take advice from me. There's plenty of other sources of advice. And number two, very much related to the first one, trust your gut. So take on board advice, but feel free to ignore it if it doesn't apply to your situation. No one else knows your business and your situation like you do. And then number three would just be persevere. If there's any quality in an entrepreneur which dictates success, across the board, if you average everything out, it's those that stuck at it longer.
I hope you enjoyed listening to Heath's story. If you like this episode, please feel free to check out the show notes for this episode at welcometoday1.com, which has links to everything that was mentioned in today's episode, plus a way to leave a rating for the show wherever you listen to your podcasts. If you enjoy what we are doing, we would really appreciate it if you take a minute to leave a review for the show, as it really helps the show get in front of more people that might also enjoy the stories that we are sharing. Next time on Welcome to Day One, James Rabbit from Broader Learning.
I'm James Rabbit. I'm the managing director of Broader Learning. Broader Learning is a company based out of Newcastle that provides interesting and fun STEM learning programs for students. So the idea is that where there are 50 schools in an area all trying to teach quality coding or robotics, for example, learning programs, we have the opportunity to do that 50 times a week instead of them each doing it once a week. And so theoretically we can deliver a better experience, or at the very least an experience that is fairly cost effective.
Thank you so much for giving this episode of Welcome to Day One your attention. I really appreciate it. This episode was created by me, Adam Spencer, interviews conducted by me, Adam Spencer, and a big thank you to Heath Raftery from New Adventures and Ganilla Burrows from 1804 for their time and willingness to be involved. The script was written by me, Adam Spencer, music by Lee Rosevere. Full attribution is on our website at welcometoday1.com. This episode was produced and mixed by me, Adam Spencer. Thank you for listening, and see you next time.